Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure on this Sunday, April 10th, to join you in reading God's Word. Happy Resurrection Day. Thank you for joining me. We're reading today from the New International Version. We pick up in Exodus chapter 18. This is a story of Jethro, which is Moses' father-in-law, coming for a visit. And then in Psalm 109, David is crying out to the Lord to deliver him from people who are falsely accusing him. And then in Romans today, we're picking up with this idea that our righteousness is from God and that we should be slaves to righteousness. So when we get there, we'll do a little more explanation. But let's start with Exodus chapter 18, verses 1 through 12. Now Jethro, the priest of Midian and father-in-law of Moses, heard of everything God had done for Moses and for his people Israel, and how the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt. After Moses had sent away his wife Zipporah, his father-in-law Jethro received her and her two sons. One son was named Gershom, for Moses said, "I have become an alien in a foreign land." And the other was named Eleazar, for he said, "My father's God was my helper. He saved me from the sword of Pharaoh." Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, together with Moses' sons and wife, came to him in the desert, where he was camped near the mountain of God. Jethro had sent word to him, "I, your father-in-law Jethro, am coming to you with your wife and your two sons." So Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and bowed down and kissed him. They greeted each other and then went into the tent. Moses told his father-in-law about everything the Lord had done to Pharaoh and the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and about all the hardships they had met along the way, and how the Lord had saved them. Jethro was delighted to hear all about the good things the Lord had done for Israel in rescuing them from the hand of the Egyptians. He said, "Praise be to the Lord, who rescued you from the hand of the Egyptians and of Pharaoh, and who rescued the people from the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all other gods, for he did this to those who had treated Israel arrogantly." Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, brought a burnt offering and other sacrifices to God, and Aaron came with all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law in the presence of God. Before we move on, I just want to note that perhaps Jethro, who was a priest of Midian, was not really a priest of the one true God. Perhaps he had some syncretic beliefs, maybe some beliefs about lots of different little g gods. But here, when Moses tells him the story of the deliverance that the one true God has brought, he believes. He says in verse 11, "Now I know that the Lord is greater than all other gods." And so he bows down and they worship together. And Jen Wilkin in her Bible study seems to think that this is a conversion experience for Jethro. Okay, let's turn over now to the Psalms. Psalm 109. For the director of music of David, a psalm. O God, whom I praise, do not remain silent. For wicked and deceitful men have opened their mouths against me. They have spoken against me with lying tongues. With words of hatred they surround me. They attack me without cause. In return for my friendship they accuse me. But I am a man of prayer. They repay me evil for good and hatred for my friendship. Appoint an evil man to oppose him. Let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is tried, let him be found guilty, and may his prayers condemn him. May his days be few. May another take his place of leadership. May his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. May his children be wandering beggars. May they be driven from their ruined homes. May a creditor seize all he has. May strangers plunder the fruits of his labor. May no one extend kindness to him or take pity on his fatherless children. May his descendants be cut off, their names blotted out from the next generation. May the iniquity of his fathers be remembered before the Lord. May the sin of his mother never be blotted out. May their sins always remain before the Lord, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. For he never thought of doing a kindness, but hounded to death the poor and the needy and the brokenhearted. He loved to pronounce a curse. May it come on him. He found no pleasure in blessing. May it be far from him. He wore cursing as his garment. It entered into his body like water, into his bones like oil. May it be like a cloak wrapped around him, like a belt tied forever around him. May this be the Lord's payment to my accusers, to those who speak evil of me. But you, O sovereign Lord, deal well with me for your name's sake. Out of the goodness of your love, deliver me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I fade away like the evening shadow. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees give way from fasting. My body is thin and gaunt. I am an object of scorn to my accusers. When they see me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. Save me in accordance with your love. Let them know that this is your hand, that you, O Lord, have done it. They may curse, but you will bless. When they attack, they will be put to shame, but your servant will rejoice. My accusers will be clothed with disgrace and wrapped in shame as in a cloak. With my mouth I will greatly extol the Lord. In the great throng I will praise him, for he stands at the right hand of the needy one to save his life from those who condemn him. Let's turn over now to Romans. Let me see if I can get here. I'm using actually a Bible that was given to Wayne when he was ordained here at the church. I'm turning over to Romans chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 15 through the end of the chapter. And the title in my Bible says, Slaves to Righteousness. I commented a little about this in the beginning, but this is in a section where we're contemplating the question. It's kind of a rhetorical question behind the scenes of this passage. The question is, does it really matter if we sin? Because we just saw in chapter 5 that where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So, in other words, why not just live it up in sin if God is going to cover it? But here in this passage, we'll see that God doesn't call us to be slaves to sin anymore, but rather to be slaves to righteousness. Starting in verse 15, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey? Whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. I put this in human terms because you are weak in your natural selves. Just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness. leading to holiness. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Thank you so much for listening along today as we read God's Word together. We are on the letter V today. We are making our way through the alphabet and asking the Lord's blessings on our entire fellowship and our families. Will you pray with me? Lord, as we contemplate your goodness to us, we're reminded that you are the one true God. Thank you for sending Jesus, who shows us the extent of your love, the greatest extent of your love and mercy. We pray, Lord, that we would be slaves to righteousness, obedient to your word. Whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is praiseworthy, help us to think on these things. We pray for those whose names start with V. We pray that you would be the vine and they would be the branches, that they would cling to you in these days. We thank you, Lord, that you are our very present help in times of need, and you are the one who brings the victory. Help us to know that you are present, and when we ask for your help, help us to remember that you hear and you respond. You are attentive to our cries, and you are working always for your glory and for our good. And we praise you for this promise. And we ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.